The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Set middle, Miner. Miner's blocked up front that time by James. Dug out, attack Dale, blocked again. Picked up Elm Creek for a third time. This time it's off the block for the kill. Mackenzie Dale, her first kill of this game, third of the match.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference Triangler from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Elm Creek Buffaloes and Elwood Pirates. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Kids Sports Club.
Kreitzer at Pates, set up by Stubbs. Middle attack by Pritchard, and that's going to be good enough to play on. So Autumn getting her second kill of the game, and Pleasanton will pick up another point.
All three squads have been battle-tested the first month of the season. Now the calendar turns to October, and a chance for all three to start off the month with a pair of wins. It's the Bulldog Triangler coming up next, but first a New Tech Heat pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to High School Volleyball, our Fort Kearney Conference Triangular live here at Pleasanton. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, ready for our third and final match of the night. Elwood has already wrapped things up, going 1-1. They defeated Pleasanton in 2 and then lost in 3 to Elm Creek. We'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout.
Nebraska, the good life. With rich, abundant farmland to work on and lakefront property to play on. To buy or sell that land in Gosper or Dawson counties, there's only one name you need to know. Brell Realty and Auction of Elwood. Brell Realty and Auction offers a full range of services if you're buying or selling, looking for ag, residential, commercial, or lake property. Brell Realty also has complete auction services with expertise in farm sales. For more information and complete listings, log on to BrellRealty.com. Brell Realty and Auction Service of Elwood.
The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Elm Creek, their service rotation begins with number 13, 5'8", junior outside hitter Sage Martin. Number 2, 5'3", senior center Shelby Ferguson. Number 14, 5'8", freshman middle Claire Cornell. Number 8, 5'5", junior outside hitter Hannah Robbins. Number 3, 5'5", freshman center Asia Oreta. And number 12, 5'7", sophomore middle hitter Mackenzie Dio. The Libero number 7, 5'4", sophomore Taylor Gettert. The head coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes, Brandy McCarter, assisted by Linda Killian and Holly Sint. They are now 7-8 on the season. For Pleasanton, number 3, 5'6", junior outside hitter Maddie Pates. Number 26, 5'6", senior center Taylor Nichols. Number 23, 5'3", outside hitter sophomore Autumn Pritchard. Number 24, 5'8", senior middle Kristen Tolles. Number 4, 5'6", freshman outside Carrie Bauer. And number 14, 5'5", sophomore center Kayla Stubbs. The libero, number 1, 5'2", junior Addie Hand. The head coach is Kaylee Eckout, assisted by Tracy Metz. Pleasanton 3-13. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll get things underway after this.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Pleasanton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Baseball action tonight. They are in the bottom of the eighth, Baltimore 4, Detroit 3. The Royals pregame has just begun on the Breeze 94.5 as they take on the Angels at 8:07, and the Packers and Vikings just getting set to kick off on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Pleasanton has won the toss. Maddie Pates will serve it away. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. And Elm Creek will waste no time getting it to Sage Martin. Outside attack is down. and good, but our up official says no, wave it off for a net violation. So Pleasanton will pick up the point. We have had quite a few net calls so far here tonight, especially in that last match between Elwood and Elm Creek. Serve across, set to the outside, and there is Cornell, and she'll put it inside the back line, and now on the board for Elm Creek. 1-1. Elm Creek looked pretty good there in the third set against Elwood, but they were up and down as Elwood was. They just had the momentum at the end. And Sage Martin to serve it away. Here comes Pleasanton, high set to the outside, close to the net. A little block at the net by Ferguson, right back over to the Bulldogs, and their attack is into the net. Point Elm Creek, 2-1. For Pleasanton and Elm Creek, this is their first meeting of the year. Pleasanton did get a couple of wins over the weekend at the Bertrand Invitational. As the serve is across by Martin, middle attack is blocked up front there by Cornell. And return deep, maybe out of bounds, but Elm Creek plays it and give the point to the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Autumn Pritchard up there, 2-2. And back to serve it away will be Kendall Weisdorfer. Had a couple aces earlier tonight. Serve across and just barely set over there by Oreda. Here's the attack by Pleasanton from the front left. Pritchard gets it over. Now middle attack taken hard by Cornell. Dug out. Set to the middle. Pleasanton on the attack off the tip. Goes off the back row. Trouble here. Getter's able to pass it back over, though. Free ball here for the Bulldogs. Can they do something with it? From the outside, the attack again. Getter with the up. Struggling, but Elm Creek returns again. Ferguson on the swing. Long rally going here. And the Bulldogs knock it across. Robbins pops it up. Ferguson sets it back to Hannah. She'll go back corner. The dig is made by Stubbs. Pleasanton with the middle attack over the double block. And it is just out of bounds from Toll's long point. Elk Creek will pick up the point. And back to serve it away will be Shelby Ferguson. 3-2 Buffaloes. Ferguson serve across the net to Pates. Close to the net. It's blocked up there. And do we have a net violation again? Yes, we do. And it is on Elm Creek. 3-3. Side out here for the Bulldogs. And back to serve it away will be Autumn Pritchard. Pritchard waiting from that far left-hand corner. Nice serve. Robbins is able to pop it up. The set is above the net. And it's going to be tapped down by Kayla Stubbs. Point Pleasanton, and the Bulldogs have the lead, 4-3. Pritchard again. They served quite a few aces, had a ton of them against Elwood. Overpass again. Free ball swing won't go the first time. Second time won't go for Pleasanton either. So Robbins will roll it back over. The dig is made by Weisdorfer and dumped across on a two ball. Here's a set right back across Ferguson, and that's going to work. So some quick passing, and Elm Creek will get the point. 4-4. And back to serve it away, Claire Cornell. Cornell, who had an outstanding match against Elwood, serves it. It's overpassed. And the free ball, Dio, is there to put it away. Point Buffaloes, 5-4. And Cornell will serve. But you look at this starting lineup. Ferguson's a senior. And then you've got freshman, sophomore, junior, and your libero is a sophomore. And here's an ace serve. Elm Creek now 6-4, three in a row off the ace from Cornell. Claire moves the ball around, and how about another ace? Drops it in front of the one spot, back right. Back-to-back aces for Cornell. 7-4 now, Elm Creek. Passing was the problem for Pleasanton in their match with Elwood. And now they're having trouble on serve receive. But they get this one, and on the attack, it's going to be Kristen Tolles. Tolles through the double block, and she'll get her first kill. Side out Bulldogs. And in to serve the libero, Addie Hand. Also in for Pleasanton will be Corin Falk, another freshman into the front row. And the serve is right down the middle to Ferguson. Robin sets it. Front left, tapped across for an Elm Creek kill. Dio, her second. Side out, Buffaloes leading at 8-5. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors allowing us to bring you high school volleyball tonight. from this Fort Kearney Conference triangular. And Robbins to serve. Hannah floats it down the middle, stays in the back row. The Bulldogs will have to pass it across, and Weisdorfer will do that. Here is the set by Oreta. Middle attack blocked up front, but it went out of bounds and give Elm Creek the point. What a great block by Falk, but it was out of bounds. Dio will get credit for the kill, and it is 9-5. Robbins to serve, looking for back-to-back points. And across it comes. Back middle, Pritchard set to the outside. There's Falk, and deep on that one. Point Elm Creek, 10-5. And a timeout will be called here by Pleasanton. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank of Kearney. We're in the opening set of our final match, Elm Creek 10 and Pleasanton 5.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Having fun here at Pleasanton. Glad you're along with us on Classic Hits 98.9 as we are in the third and final match of tonight's triangular. And Elm Creek has jumped out to a 10-5 lead over the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And Hannah Robbins will serve it away out of the timeout. Pleasanton, middle attack. They're going to drive it off the tip and get the kill. I believe that was Falk. Again, our vantage point here is right behind the up official, and middle attacks on that side of the net are hard to see, but it doesn't matter for Pleasanton. They'll take the point and serve it across. Standing spike Elm Creek, and Sage Martin able to ricochet it off the single block and get the point right back over to the Buffaloes. Elm Creek 11 and Pleasanton 6 in our first set. Earlier tonight, Elwood beat Pleasanton in 2, but Elm Creek beat Elwood in 3. Serve across, right side attack will be shoved over there by Bauer. Here's the set. Slide for Elm Creek. The attack is deep from Dio and out of bounds. 11-7. Elm Creek with the lead. Carrie Bauer to serve it away. Nope, it's not her turn. They switch it up. Kayla Stubbs to serve it away. Here on Parents' Night for the Pleasanton Lady Dogs. Robbins on serve receive. Ferguson sets it up. Again, a standing spike across. Handled by the Bulldogs. Outside the swing, into the net. And the air will give Elm Creek a 12-7 lead. Rotating back to serve it away. Dio, the 5'7 sophomore. Big football game tomorrow night for Elm Creek. Part of that volleyball football doubleheader, a battle of 4-0s. The Buffaloes and the Arapaho Warriors. Pleasanton on serve receive will roll it across there with Taylor Nichols. Middle attack punched over by Cornell and right back to the Bulldogs. They'll set middle, tip it into the double block. Pleasanton dug it out, and they're able to get it over. Free ball here for Elm Creek. Set middle, Cornell into the tape. Attack error, point Pleasanton. Pleasanton with a nice defensive dig that time, kept it alive, and ended up winning the point. We've made it through the service rotation one time here in the first set. Maddie Pates ready to get this going again here for Pleasanton, trailing 12-8 here at home against the Buffaloes of Elm Creek. Pleasanton and Red Cloud football tomorrow. Could be an interesting contest. Red Cloud got off to a good start this season as it serves across, set outside Cornell, and she'll terminate. Freshman with her second kill. 13-8 Elm Creek. We've got a little merry-go-round going on at the service line here between the two teams over the last 7 points. Elm Creek will try and stop that and get a point on serve here from Sage Martin. Handled by Pate. Stays in the back row. It'll have to be passed across, and Pritchard will do that. Just barely. It clipped the tape. Robbins now on the outside attack. She hit the tape, popped up. Pleasanton gets a chance. They'll double it over on the two ball. And one more time, Cornell, and that's well deep. Out of bounds. Pleasanton back at it. 13-9, and we may have a new face coming in here for the Bulldogs. Let's see. Nope, it's going to be Weisdorfer. She serves, plays back row. Weisdorfer served knuckleball right down the middle to Oreta. Here's the high set. Robbins in the middle, hammers it off the block for her kill. Number one in this match for Robbins. And Ferguson will serve it away. Ferguson fires that shot into the corner and just deep. Service error. 14-10. Back over to the Bulldogs. Update in Major League Baseball. Two runs in the bottom of the eighth. Baltimore 6, Detroit 3, and they're still batting. So things looking good for Baltimore in the opening game. Here's a back set right side, and it's down and good for Claire Cornell, her third kill. 15-10. Elm Creek, they're good to trade points right here because they'll get to the finish line first, but somebody would like to pick up at least two in a row here. Cornell to serve, had a couple of aces the last time she was back there. Knuckleballs one to Pates, sets a good one to the right side. Big swing, tolls, and it's deep. So on the air, back-to-back points for Elm Creek, and they lead it 16-10. Cornell looks for more. Far corner, and it's just wide out of bounds. Point for Pleasanton. Green Bay already on the board in Thursday night football. They lead Minnesota 7-0 with 8.5 to go in the first quarter. That's airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Addie Hand into serve for Pleasanton. Just drops it across the net. Here's the setup for Dio. She'll get the attack. Good. Fourth kill for McKenzie. Elm Creek 17. Pleasanton 11. Pleasanton doing a good job of side outing here recently with the Buffaloes. Elm Creek had one little run there, and that's been enough to give them this cushion. And Hannah Robbins to serve. Had a couple the last time she was back there. And she'll send this one into the far corner. It's overpassed by Nichols all the way into the Elm Creek back row. Set middle. Dio tips it over the block. Down and good. McKenzie with her fifth kill of the opening set. And now a 4-1 run by Elm Creek. And a timeout will be called here by Pleasanton. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with your score. Elm Creek 18, Pleasanton 11 in set one.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Pleasanton for continuing coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Triangular with the Bulldogs, Elwood, and Elm Creek. Elwood has went 1-1 tonight. And now it is down to Elm Creek trying to go 2-0, or Pleasanton letting everybody go 1-1 tonight. Hannah Robbins to serve it away. Up 18-11, game one. Pleasanton has used both timeouts, overpass, joust at the net, and just getting a fingertip on it to register a kill will be Sage Martin. That'll be her second off the strong serve of Robbins. So Elm Creek has put together our first run of the first set, and that serve is going to be wide and out of bounds. So the last three Pleasanton points have all been on Elm Creek service errors, and it is 19-12 Buffaloes. Pleasanton to serve it away. And across it comes for a middle attack that's driven down and good by Dio. She's got six kills, 13 total in this first set for the Buffaloes. Asia Oreta to go back and serve it away. Oreta's serve. Knuckleball ties him up in a back row. Saving it is Pritchard, but her pass across is going to sail out of bounds. 21-12. Oreta trying to stay back there and serve this one out. Across the net it comes to Taylor Nichols. Set by Bauer. Right side attack is going to be deep from Stubbs. 22-12 Elm Creek. So it took a little while to get him going, and Pleasanton wasn't making as many mistakes. They've had a few errors during this run as well. And now the lead is out to 10. Again, Bauer with the set. Punched across. And a free ball here. Ferguson sets into the middle. Dio is blocked up front that time. They get it back. Elm Creek dumps it over. Right there to pick it up is Pritchard. Chance for Pleasanton. And the attack is down and good by Kayla Stubbs. Real good-looking point there for the Bulldogs. And they'll get the serve. And Stubbs will go back to serve the ball away. That's what Coach Eckhout has been looking for, are plays like that. They won't hold on to this one very long. Service error. That is the first service error of this match for Pleasanton. And it's Dio to serve it away. Elm Creek 2 points away from the opening set victory. Dio, top spin serve, picked up by Hand. Set by Bauer. Shoved across there by Amanda Bailey, who's checked in. Middle attack for Elm Creek is blocked by Falk. Corin Falk will get the point for Pleasanton. Not a big-time block. There was a lot of net in the way there, but enough to give her the number. And it'll be Pates to serve it away for the third time here in the first set. And Maddie, right down the middle, it comes to Robbins. Ferguson will set. They're going to go back right. The attack finds the floor. Sage Martin with her third kill. And it is game point for Elm Creek. 24-14. And Martin will go back and serve it away. The serve, back corner, great serve. Pates is able to play it. Has to be bumped across and is. Free ball coming for Elm Creek. They go to Robbins. She goes up. The ball goes long. Point, Pleasanton. So the Bulldogs will get to serve until this game is over. And back in to do it is Weisdorfer. One of the many freshmen we've seen here tonight from all three teams. And Kendall serve, line drive, rocket ace. My goodness. She could patent that nine times in a row. We're going to see the Bulldogs back in this. Great serve from Kendall. She had a couple aces earlier tonight. She'll try again. Again, powerful serve and an ace. That was back middle and they're in. Got to play him. 24-17, back-to-back aces. Getting a little life in the Bulldog crowd that's here. Let's see if the freshman can keep it up. That one into a different corner. Pass close to the net. Dumped across and picked out there by Tolles. Pleasanton will have to pass it across. It hit the net, just barely fell over. Ferguson will set it back over. One arm up Bailey, and nobody else can get it after that. Turned ugly there, and Ferguson got the last touch on it for an Elm Creek point. So the first set goes to the Buffaloes by a score of 25-17 over the Pleasanton Bulldogs, and we'll look at the numbers after this on Classic Hits.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's the unofficial numbers in the opening set for Pleasanton. Maddie Pates had a service point. Kendall Weisdorfer, 2 8 serves. Kayla Stubbs, 2 kills. Corin Falk, an ace block and a kill. Autumn Pritchard had a service point and a kill. And Kristen Tolles had 1 kill. 5 kills, 1 ace block, and 2 ace serves for the Bulldogs. For Elm Creek, Shelby Ferguson, 2 kills. Asia Areta, 2 service points. Hannah Robbins, 4 service points and a kill. Mackenzie Dio had 6 kills. Sage Martin had a service point, 3 kills. And Claire Cornell, 4 service points. 2 of them were aces and 3 kills. 15 kills, no ace blocks, and 2 ace serves as Elm Creek takes the opening game from Pleasanton, 25-17. We'll be back with the second set right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
With our producer engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back at Pleasanton on KKPR-FM, Kearney Pleasanton Elm Creek, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Elm Creek won the opening set 25-17, and now Mackenzie Dio will step back to serve it away here for the Buffaloes to start game number two. And the strong serve is across to Kayla Stubbs. Set to the outside, the attack by Pritchard is in the net, and Elm Creek is on the board first here in the second set. Again, a lot of high school football tomorrow. We've got five games covered for you on our network of stations and the World Wide Web as the serve by Dio just missed deep. 1-1. And Maddie Page to serve it away. We've got a special online game between Donovan Trumbull and Sutton tomorrow. We've got hockey. We've got baseball. We've got five football. We've got a spot for them all. And we're going to keep busy as the serve is across to Robbins. They get into the middle, tapped across there. Free ball Bulldogs. Nichols sets, middle, tap back over by Tolles. Here's Elm Creek on a two ball. Everything in front of the 10-foot line right now. And another set across by Pleasanton. Dumped over, and it's on the line. Ferguson barely right in front of the up official. Shelby, her third kill. So Sutton Donovan Trumbull on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on Classic Hits, Kearney High at Lincoln East afternoon game. Pre-game at 4, kickoff at 4:30 from Seacrest Field. Serve across Sage Martin. Passed into the net. Point, Elm Creek. It's 3-1. Also tomorrow night, after the football here on Classic Hits, it's the home opener for the Tri-City Storm. Face off at 7:30 against Sioux Falls. We'll have the Royals tomorrow night, tonight and tomorrow on the Breeze 94.5. As Robbins on the attack. Set goes close to the net. Good swing, but was it tipped? I think it's out of bounds is what they're going to call. Yeah, they are going to say tip. There was a little discussion here and give the kill to Autumn Pritchard. I thought maybe it had bounced off the antenna right in front of the up official, but that is not the call. And so the Bulldogs will get the volleyball. And Weisdorfer's back in to serve. Punches it right down the middle to Dio. Stays in the back row this time. Lofted across. Picked up there by the Bulldogs in the outside attack. Front left by Autumn Pritchard. Goes into the rafters. Dug out by Robbins and passed across here by the Buffaloes. So Pleasanton has to work again. And they'll set it over with Tolles. Picked up by Gettert. Ferguson set middle. The attack is going to be blocked up front beautifully by Pleasanton, resulting in a free ball, couple of jousts, and finally put away by Cornell. What a point. What a point. Both teams battling up there. Cornell going against Tolles and Pritchard. And it ends up being a Buffalo point, 4-2. And Ferguson to serve. Bullet down the middle, handled there by Stubbs. High set to the right side, and the attack is going to be deep for Pritchard. Point Buffaloes. Elm Creek won the opening set 25-17. They're off to a 5-2 start here in game number two. And the serve is just wide, out of bounds. Other football tomorrow night on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholics at Central City, Alliance at Hastings on ESPN 1550, St. Cecilia Southern Valley on 1230, KHAS. Bulldogs serve here with Autumn Pritchard getting it across. Ferguson sets middle, tipped by Robbins, blocked up front there by Tolles, stays on the Bulldogs' side, attacked by Stubbs, off the block, returned quickly. Nice one arm up and pass back across by the Bulldogs. Robbins sets it above the net, jousts for it. It'll be punched back over by Cornell. A lot of play at the net. Pleasanton on a second ball attempt, out of bounds. So much quick play up front. But you have to be ready, and pretty much everybody's out of system if they ever pop it up into the air. Served by Cornell. And here come the Bulldogs. Outside attack, Bauer. Carey can't get it over the tape that time. And Elm Creek goes up 7-3, and we'll call a timeout here for Pleasanton with Claire Cornell at the service line. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Elm Creek won the opener 25-17, and they lead Pleasanton 7-3 in game two.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball. Out of the Pleasanton timeout, Claire Cornell serves it across for Elm Creek. High set middle, taken by Stubbs. Off the block, dug out, and pass back into the net. Stubbs tries again, and a net violation going to be called on Elm Creek. And Pleasanton is back to serve it away with Addie Hand. Little barrel for the Bulldogs. Floats it across. Stays in the middle there to Dio. They'll set it back to McKenzie. Her attack dug out by Hand near the scorer's table. Running it down. Then it goes into the rafters. So a bad break there. Maddie Pates had to be concerned with just playing the ball. And she hit it pretty hard. And it went all the way back up into the rafters and killed the point. So Elm Creek will get it again on the service line with Hannah Robbins. Robbins from the far left. Floats it down the middle, pass off the mark. Hand has to set it across, stays in the front row, almost hit the floor. Robbins able to pick it up, and then it's put away by Dio. Her seventh kill, 9-4 Elm Creek. Robbins has been solid at the service line. And we'll try to continue that here. And floating it across, right down the line, picked up by Hand, middle attack, Stubbs. Popped up there into the net, and Elm Creek is going to dig it out of the net, but that's, I guess, not four hits. So Pleasanton tries again. Another good swing by Stubbs, but it's picked up again by Elm Creek to the outside. Martin will terminate. Sage with her fourth kill. It looked like that was going to be Pleasanton's point, but Elm Creek just kept getting the ball up. And it's now 10-4 with Robbins continuing to serve here. And Robbins serve. Floats it across to Hand. High set to the outside, and it'll be Corin Falk to take it across. Bump set and tipped over by Elm Creek. Chance here for the Bulldogs. To the outside, Stubbs hammers it home. Kayla with her third kill. Point Pleasanton. Well, the American League Division Series just got ugly. Baltimore has scored 6 runs in the bottom of the 8th, and they're still batting. Baltimore 10, Detroit 3. Royals and Angels, 8:07 on the breeze, 94.5. To serve it away is going to be Carrie Bauer, and into the net. Point Elm Creek won the opener, 25-17, up 11-5 here in game two. And Asia Oreta to serve it away. Oreta takes it across to Nichols, and it'll be set over by Stubbs. Elm Creek slide right side. Dio drives it home. Number 8 for McKenzie. That is a match high right now, and it's 12-5. Elm Creek trying to win both and get back to .500 on the season and improve their seeding for the conference tournament in 2 weeks. Serve across, swing by Nichols, gets into the back middle, picked up there by Robbins. Here's a middle attack driving it through that double block is Dio, and then it sets on the net, and Martin will finish it. Just a little bit more power that time for the Buffaloes to win the point. Pleasanton has been playing some good points. They just haven't been winning as many as Elm Creek. As the serve continues here. Across to Nichols. High set in the middle for Falk. She'll take it across. Ferguson sets it outside. Martin another swing. Far corner, good. Sage having a nice set here. And a timeout will be called by Pleasanton. Their final one brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Your score. First set, Elm Creek wins at 25-17, and they lead Pleasanton 14-5, game two.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Frosty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Another update on what's going on. Sports, Green Bay 14, Minnesota nothing. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter in Thursday night football. The first touchdown was an 8-yard pass from Aaron Rodgers to Randall Cobb, and then a 66-yarder from Rodgers to Jordy Nelson. And so a quick 14-0 lead. Bottom of the eighth, Baltimore leads Detroit 10-3 in the American League Division Series. A 6-run bottom of the eighth here for Baltimore. As the serve by Elm Creek, and Oreta out of the timeout is out of bounds. And so it gives a side out over here to Pleasanton, and they're going to serve it into the net. So they exchange service errors, and it's 15-6 with Dio to serve it away here for Elm Creek. Good, strong serve. Pleasanton handles it. And then after it's set by Bauer, nobody comes after it. And the ball hits the floor for Elm Creek's 16th point. Don't forget, whenever the match is done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Final stats, coach interview, stay with us. Ball hangs on the net on the overpass from Pleasanton, and it just kind of sits there and eventually falls on the Elm Creek side, so the Bulldogs will pick up a point. A couple of gifts there the last 2 points, one for each team, and Maddie Pates now to serve it away. Pates' serve. Fairly deep to Robbins. They'll set it outside, and Cornell will terminate. Number five for Claire. And the Buffaloes cruising here in game two. It was a little more of a challenge in game one. They had the lead, but Pleasanton was at least winning some of those points. And here, for as many even and battled points that we've had, Elm Creek's just getting way too many of them. And here's another ace serve. As the lift called in the back row, Sage Martin with her first ace of this game, 18-7 Elm Creek. Martin again, and another ace. Now Pleasanton just having trouble picking things up. They've used their timeouts. Coach Metz trying to help them out here. Some words of encouragement, get them situated a little differently. Martin going for three in a row here. Handled by Stubbs, set middle, tapped into the block, back over to Pleasanton, and this time the swing is blocked, dug out again by Pleasanton. They'll pass it across, two swings by Pritchard, two blocks up there by Cornell, back to Pleasanton. They'll dump it across that time with the setter, Nichols, and get the point. It's overpassed, and I think Autumn Pritchard got a finger on it to get the put down and the side out here for Weisendorf to come in and serve it. Weisdorfer had a couple of aces last game. Has a strong, almost arrow-like serve. There's just a bullet to it. She does it again, and it's passed right off the net. Pleasanton's able to play it, but they returned it just inside the antenna. A scramble, and it's a free ball over the Bulldogs. Set made by Weisdorfer. Middle roll by Tolles. Dug out here, and they'll set it to the outside. Robbins off the block. Gettert saves. A free ball for Pleasanton, and they'll finish with Kristen Tolles. 19-9. Bulldogs pick up the point. And Weisdorfer serves again. Robbins gets it up to Ferguson, who has to set it across. Bulldogs set middle. Tolles takes it off the tape. One arm up that time by Areta and returned. Another chance here for the Bulldogs. They look a little bit more in sync here. Set across by Pritchard. She'll find the floor. Pritchard with her third kill of the set, fourth of the match. And even though it's a big deficit, the Bulldogs now finally starting to win a few of these points. Kendall Weisdorfer again looking for three in a row, but into the net. So side out here for Elm Creek. Buffaloes 20, Bulldogs 10. Shelby Ferguson to serve it away. Elm Creek won the opener earlier tonight. Elm Creek went 3 to beat Elwood. And Elwood straight set winner over Pleasanton. A serve for Ferguson. That is the fifth ace serve of the match here for Elm Creek. And it looks like we'll see Elm Creek go to the bench here, and Peyton Dyer is going to check in. Serve across Ferguson. picked up by Stubbs, stays in the back row, and it's going to be passed back out of bounds by Pleasanton, 22-10. 3 points away from the match now for the Bulldogs. 12-3 Baltimore in the bottom of the eighth. They've scored 8 runs. Server crossed, outside attack by Bauer. It's deep. They're trying anything they can, but nothing working now after picking up a few points there. And Elm Creek to serve it away with Ferguson. Had a late sub there, and now for Pleasanton, they're going to bring in Kayla Fisher. Serve, line drive, and an ace. Ferguson took a chance that time, put a little something extra on it. Gets the ace serve in for Elm Creek. Here comes Aaron Haberlin, 5'8 senior. 24-10, match point here for the Buffaloes. And in for Pleasanton. We've got a new face in as the serve is in the air. Bulldogs keep it in the back row. And it'll be set across. Free ball here to Dio. Set middle. The attack by Cornell off the block. Passed right back across. Elm Creek will set it up again with Dyer. The attack this time from the outside. Robbins is wide. And a point for Pleasanton. So we'll play on here. And getting to serve it away will be Fisher. And she'll get to stay back there until we're done. Match point number 2 for Elm Creek. And Fisher's serve. Floats it across. Well placed and got the ace. Dropped it in front of Haberlin there, who was in good defensive position, but that was a great serve by Kayla Fisher. And match point number 3 for Elm Creek. Fisher floats this one across to Robbins. Set back into the middle. The attack is going to go into the net. No, through the block. They're going to say it is through the block for Dyer. Dyer gets a chance to get in the scorebook and does with the kill. And that will be the final point of our match and wrap up tonight's triangular. So we saw 7 sets of volleyball. Pleasanton was swept in both of their matches, and Elm Creek beat Elwood in 3 in the other match. Here it's 25-17, 25-12. Elm Creek goes to 8-8. Pleasanton falls to 3-14 on the season. We will be back with the New West Sports post-game show right after this.
If you love good home cooking but hate the dishes, come down to C&D Restaurant in Elwood. C&D fills the plate with great food 7 days a week. There's noon specials Sunday through Friday, a full dinner menu from 5 to 7 Monday through Saturday, and bring the whole family there for Sunday lunch serve 10:30 to 1:30. Comfort food at a comfortable price. C&D Restaurant on Highway 23, just a block west of 283 in Elwood. Good home cooking without the dishes. C&D Restaurant in Elwood.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton. Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Welcome back to Pleasanton. Again, a big thank you to Ricky Westland and the crew here for their hospitality. It's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's take a look at the third match final set numbers. First for Pleasanton. Kendall Weisdorfer, 2 service points. Kayla Fisher, an ace serve. Kayla Stubbs, a kill. Autumn Pritchard, 3 kills. And Kristen Tolles had 1 kill. 5 kills, 1 ace serve, no ace blocks there in the second set for Pleasanton. for Elm Creek there in set number two. Shelby Ferguson had 5 service points. 2 of them were aces. She had 1 kill. Asia Areta had 3 service points. Hannah Robbins, 2 service points. Peyton Dyer got the last kill. Mackenzie Dio, 2 service points, 2 kills. Sage Martin, 3 service points. 2 of them were aces, 3 kills. And Claire Cornell had 1 service point and 2 kills. 10 kills in the second set, no ace blocks, but they rattled off 4 more ace serves, and Elm Creek able to win game number 2 by a score of 25-12 and win the match in straight sets 17-12. And we are joined by head coach Brandy McCarter after getting a couple of wins tonight and getting back to 500. And I know the important thing tonight, Brandy, is with all the teams moving up in the Fort Kearney Conference seeding, trying to chase down Axtell and Amherst. And it was a big night for your kids.
Yeah, it was. That's actually been our focus this whole week. We've talked a lot about it. This was a nice week. We didn't have any games all week. Tonight was our first night, and we were able to practice and kind of regroup after a busy week last week. And that's definitely been the focus, is seeding for conference comes out after this week, and we're hanging right in the middle there, and their goal is to be at the top. So these games are very big for us this week.
We commented, and I heard this early on, first time that we did any FKC earlier in September, was Axtell and everybody else. And it was because everybody else, it seemed like, was so young. And we saw a lot of that here tonight. I think in 3 years we can do this triangular and have about the same kids playing.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. That was the definite talk between all the coaches in the meeting back in August was, you know, who's starting more freshmen? You know, we all knew we graduated. There were a lot of good athletes. We graduated out of the conference last year. And so it's definitely a rebuilding year. But, you know, I'm excited about our young group. We got a lot of talent. And I just can't wait to keep going through this season. From what we started clear back against Axtell, that opening triangular, to now, some great things are happening. And I can't wait to keep the season going. It's been a lot of fun.
Brandy, how hard is it to have so many youngsters and maybe not that 3 or 4 senior starters and work them in?
Yeah, you know, this is my 12th year coaching, and this is the first year I've had a group like this where I haven't had my 3 or 4 seniors back. And so this has probably been more of a trial on my part, you know, staying patient. You know, expecting things and then having to kind of swallow and say, okay, that's just a freshman, that's just a sophomore, you know, having to keep that in the back of my mind. But like I said, you know, they're such a talented group, and they're learning quickly, and things are going great. So it's been good.
We saw a lot of from Elwood, from Pleasanton, and from you. And I'll get a couple comments from you. One of your freshmen, Claire Cornell, really lit it up in the first match against Elwood, and she was solid here in the second match.
Yeah. Claire has been a lot of fun. You know, I knew coming in as a freshman that she was definitely going to be somebody that we could look at developing this year. And, again, losing so many seniors, you know, it's been a great year to get her in there and get some touches on the ball. And you know, between her and Mackenzie Dio, you know, switching those two up, Mackenzie, I think she should be one of my veterans, and she's just a sophomore. So messing with those two at the middle position has been a lot of fun. But yeah, Claire is definitely, she's a great kid and a lot of fun to watch on the volleyball court.
Yeah, we talked about Mackenzie kind of bursting onto the scene last year. I guess one thing you shouldn't overlook is if you got that youth, it's nice to have some experience at the center position.
Absolutely. You know, we're definitely taking advantage of Shelby Ferguson. You know, this is a 4-year start for her, and I couldn't ask for a better setter to train these young girls. And, you know, and that's a lot of the reason we've got Asia Raid out on the court. She's a great little setter, and to get her some touches on the ball, because she's probably going to have to step in that position next year. And she wasn't in the original lineup, and I had to make that change because, I mean, that would kill us next year if we didn't have another person that had some sets on the ball. So, so that's kind of where we're headed.
Well, Brandy, before we let you out of here, you've got 3 matches before conference tournament, and all winnable, but Overton has already beaten you once.
Yes.
Arapahoe will be a big match tomorrow night. And then, of course, Gibbons in there. They're down a little bit this year, but a bigger school than you guys are. So talk about what you've got ahead of you before conference.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to believe. We were just talking about in the locker room how this was good tonight. You know, conference is around the corner, and it's hard to believe. It seems like it's going fast. But, we definitely, that's just the focus, is we've kind of been using the analogy of this season's going to be a roller coaster, and we're kind of on the uphill climb, and we're just waiting for that fun fall, you know, at the end. And so that's kind of been what we're leading up to, you know, and hopefully conference it's, is, you know, all these games that we're just going to use as learning experiences and take them for what they are and just make ourselves better, concentrating on getting ourselves better. And hopefully, you know, by the time we get to conference on Monday, we're where we want to be and then continue just to get better from there.
Okay, well, the husband of the coach said, I need to listen to the Royals, so quit talking
yes.
to the coach. So
yes.
I will let him do that. And Randy, yeah. hope to see you soon. Congratulations on the
yes.
two wins.
Yes, and thank you very much for coming tonight. We appreciate it.
Always great to see you.
Yep, thank you.
Randy McCarter, head coach at Elm Creek, and we'll wrap it up on the New West Postgame Show in a moment.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
All right, we're wrapping it up here at Pleasanton. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic and You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West, here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. The Royals are underway. They did not score in the top of the first. Scoreless in the bottom of the first in L.A. It's currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM for your ride home. Baltimore scored 8 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning to win 12-3 over Detroit. The National League games are tomorrow, and you'll hear the first one between the Giants and Nationals on ESPN Radio. In ESPN Radio tonight, NFL football, Green Bay 14, Minnesota nothing, 11:20 to go in the second quarter. 2 touchdown passes for Aaron Rodgers, including a 66-yarder to Jordy Nelson and an 8-yarder to Randall Cobb, and that's currently on ESPN Radio. Then, tomorrow's lineup, we are packed all weekend, hockey, football, baseball. Tomorrow, here on Classic Hits. 4 o'clock pregame, 4:30 kickoff, Kearney High Bearcats in Lincoln to take on East at Seacrest Field. That'll be followed by the home opener of the Tri-City Storm. You'll also hit the Storm game Saturday night here on Classic Hits. On ESPN 1460 tomorrow, we've got the baseball early and then football. Kearney Catholic and Central City will get things going at 7 o'clock. Alliance and Hastings on ESPN, or Adams Central, I believe it is. I said the wrong thing. On 1550, Southern Valley and St. Cecilia on 1230 AM KHAS. And then on the Breeze, 94.5 FM again tomorrow night, Royals baseball and Husker football on Saturday. Folks, a lot of it going on. Again, the final scores here tonight. Our first match, Elwood over Pleasanton, 25-15, 25-12. Elm Creek beat Elwood in 3, 25-20, 18-25, and 25-18. And then Elm Creek beats Pleasanton, 25-17 and 25-12. Thanks to all the sponsors for supporting FKC Volleyball tonight, to Athletic Director Ricky Westland and all the coaches and fine folks here in Pleasanton and from Elwood and Elm Creek as well. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Dudas saying thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Seacrest Field in Lincoln as the Kearney Bearcats take on Lincoln East. 4 o'clock pregame kickoff at 4:30. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.